Exam preparation. Listening practice 3. Page 92. A modern day Amelia Earhart. You are going to listen to a conversation about flying. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hi, Tracy. Where are you going?
My dad told me to meet him here at the bus stop. He's driving me to my flying lesson, and I hope we won't be late. I don't think the flying instructor will like that.
Flying lesson? I didn't know you wanted to learn to fly a plane.
I didn't, but then I got really inspired reading about Amelia Earhart on the web.
You mean that famous pilot who lived back in the 1930s? Wasn't she the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic?
No, I'm not talking about that Amelia Earhart. I'm talking about Amelia Rose Earhart. She's a famous pilot as well, but she's alive and she's young.
Now I'm totally confused. How did two women pilots get the same name?
Well, the modern Amelia's parents wanted to give her a special name that nobody would forget. They weren't expecting her to actually become a pilot, but they wanted her to be strong and independent, like the first Amelia Earhart. Amelia Rose had no ambitions to actually fly, but as soon as people heard her name, they would ask her if she was a pilot. She always had to say no, of course.
So, how did she eventually become a pilot?
In 2004, when she was about 21, she decided that since everybody was asking her if she was going to be a pilot, she would give flying lessons a chance. As soon as she took off for the first time, she knew that this was what she wanted to do. She worked really hard to pay for her training and finally got her pilot's license in 2010.
And where are you getting the money for flying lessons?
That's just it, from Amelia Rose Earhart.
Are you kidding? She's paying for your flying lessons?
Not her personally. She runs an organization called the Fly with Amelia Foundation. They get donations, and the money's used to pay for people to learn to fly.
Fantastic. I've always wanted to learn to fly.
Sorry, Jack. It's specifically for girls between the ages of 16 and 18. Amelia thinks that learning to pilot a plane is a good way for girls to get confidence in themselves, and some of them may even start careers in flight or engineering. She worked at 3 jobs to pay for her lessons. They're terribly expensive, so she wants to help other girls have it easier.
That's great. Hey, whatever happened to the first Amelia Earhart? Didn't she disappear or something?
The first Amelia Earhart's dream was to fly all the way around the world. She set out with her navigator, Friedrich Noonan, in 1937 and made it almost all the way. But then their plane vanished without a trace in the Pacific Ocean. What happened to her is a total mystery.
How sad.
But listen to this. Amelia Rose recreated that flight around the world in 2014. She planned her route to follow the original Amelia's as closely as possible, including the airports they stopped at. She flew over 14 countries, nearly 28,000 miles in all, and became the youngest woman to fly around the world in a single-engine plane.
And she came back safely, I assume.
Of course. She had a modern, state-of-the-art plane and satellite navigation. The first Amelia had to rely on paper maps and reading the stars.
That's a big difference. Anyway, you're lucky to be taking flying lessons.
I know. And I don't think it'll end with just being a pilot. I'd like to study aerospace engineering at university. Then I can design planes and maybe even spaceships.
I'm impressed. I wish I knew what I wanted.
You'll figure it out one of these days.